Welcome to the new news update for Freestyle Motocross. It is the 14th of July 2020. I know I've spoken about this before, that it was going to happen, and I've had a fair few people asking me about Freestyle news, and I'm finally doing it. I don't know how often it's going to happen, probably just when news comes up, to be brutally honest, but at the moment there's a lot of news, so let's get stuck into it. This podcast is brought to you by the legends at Rothouse, the brewery that makes this awesome Tannen Zapfler and Tannen Zapfler alcohol-free beers that I am just so stoked to be drinking right now, that are going to get me through this podcast and get me through this news update. I probably should have a video on just to show you what a real news update should look like. But thank you very much to Rothouse for their continued support of the Riders Lounge podcast. So to kick off the news right now, I guess we're going to start with events. And as you know, we're in the middle of coronavirus. Everything has just gone to crap. And so have all the events. And basically, there's a whole lot of freestyle riders at home. There's a whole lot of fans wanting to see action. And the two just can't happen. Not yet, anyway. But we're still hoping for new events very soon. So for Night of the Jumps, the World Championships should start on September the 5th in Basel, Switzerland. October 10 in Cologne, Germany. And November the 1st in Munich, Germany. So three events still on the books for the World Championships for 2020. Still looking at a couple of other events in November and December. Let's see if they will also happen. The tickets have obviously been on sale for Basel, Cologne, and Munich. They were on sale before coronavirus kicked off, so they're still there. Basel and Munich were already postponed to these new dates. Cologne has stayed the same. So fingers crossed that works out perfectly and we can get some freestyle done this year. Actually, some huge news from Night of the Jumps, and this is something that I've been working on for a couple of years now, and I'm stoked to finally let the cat out of the bag. We are jumping into an all-new esports series with the EFMX World Championships, and it's with a brand new mobile phone game from Aussie Adrenaline, from Ash Will. I think I've known Ash almost as long as I've ridden freestyle motocross. He's been involved in FMX since pretty much the start in Australia. He was doing all sorts of videos for Aussie Adrenaline. And if I remember correctly, when we were talking about this about 2 years ago in Berlin, he said he wanted to create a video game just for himself. He just wanted to do it. So he went and basically learned how to build a video game. And that's how we've got to this brand new game called TIMX. This is Motocross. So Night of the Jumps and TIMX have joined forces to bring this first brand new esports series to life. The first 16 riders, well actually sorry, the first 8 riders of the 16 have been released. Josh Sheehan from Australia, the triple backflipping unicorn, is going to throw down. Let's see if he can do some triple backflips in this game. Michael Malero from Spain, he's been working on double flips. He's a 5-time world champion. I'm sure he wants to become an EFMX world champion as well. Pat Bowden from Australia, who has been involved in this game pretty much from the very start. He was sponsored by Aussie Adrenaline for at least 10 years that I know of, probably longer. Adam Jones, I don't know if he plays too many games, but I'm sure when he gets into a game or whenever he gets into a competition, he just wants to win. So look out for Adam. Edgar Torrenteras from Spain was actually number one in Mad Skills Motocross 2. It's another mobile game that's probably been out now for like 6-7 years, so it's pretty old school now, but Edgar was number one on that. Can he get to number one in the new TIMX? Javier Villegas from Chile, he'll be another one to look out for. He's got plenty of time there in the Action Village, being the mayor and running after everything, so maybe he can get into the games as well. Jose Morales from Spain, he was also in the top 50 of Mad Skills Motocross fair few years ago now, I guess. So obviously the two Spaniards, Edgar and Jose, they're kind of the gamers here. And Fred Carrillos from Brazil. So that's the first eight riders released. We've got another eight riders to be released very, 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 very soon, because this will start on July 25th. So 7 o'clock Central European time. I think it's plus 2 UTC. Basically, next Saturday night in Europe will be the start of a brand new Night of the Jumps eFMX World Championship Series. The first time Night of the Jumps have ventured into esports. And this is something that we're planning to do at our events, at all the World Championship events. You can come into the arena and we'll be having some video game tournaments with TIMX. Some other news I actually just saw today, Krusty Demons. Apparently they're coming back in February next year, 2021, in New Zealand. And if you saw what they got up to this year, they were, last year, trying to run a brand new tour in Australia. I think they got 3/4 of the way through the tour. And unfortunately, the promoter that took it on went bankrupt. So it's interesting to see that New Zealand has popped up for February next year. I don't know if it's the same promoter. I don't know. Maybe it's somebody new has taken over the Krusty Demons tour. Let's see. I don't know if there's been other freestyle motocross events yet, but definitely this weekend will be one of the first since coronavirus has stopped everything in the world, and it's at Peter Pilat's place in Prague in the Czech Republic. So it's the jam that Peter puts on every year. This must be the 10th, 12th, 13th, 14th year. I can't remember. And I've ridden at two or three of them, and it's about 20 minutes from Prague. So 1,000 people are allowed to be there. Tickets are on sale for 150 crowns, which is about 12 euros. So if you live in Prague, in Czech Republic, or you live even close to the Czech Republic, this is one hell of a show. It's so damn fun. I've done it a couple of times myself. One of the best shows I did every year that I lived in Europe. So make sure you get there. And actually, all of the money from ticket sales will be going to the local hospital who have looked after Pilat so many times, he told me. And then actually just today, I saw on Instagram, he was already at the hospital, not giving the money away just yet. He had a massive crash yesterday. So straight away, he's back to the hospital. He tried a 360. He said it wasn't the biggest 360, but the rotation was just out and he completely pancaked it. He's okay. He's hit his head, but he's pretty good. His whole body's bit banged up, but he will definitely ride this weekend. Also, the Italians will be there, like Leo Fini, Davide Rossi, Massimo Bianconcini. They'll be there to ride. So it's going to be a pretty big weekend. And of course, the other Czech riders will be there as well. I will get back there. I'm so stoked to finally go back. I won't be riding, of course, unfortunately, but I will do a little bit of live streaming on the Night of the Jumps Facebook or Instagram account. I don't know. So make sure you check out the Night of the Jumps Instagram, Facebook. I'll do some live streaming and we'll see what happens. I don't know if you've heard anything about X Games, but it's been cancelled this year as well. But the rumor mill is apparently they're looking for something to fill it with. I don't know what it is, but let's just see. That's just the rumor mill for right now. Another event that's happening over in America is actually the FMX Fight Club. If you've seen the Fight Club for the Moto guys, I'm guessing it's going to look pretty much the same as that. So it's a special on fight.tv. Jared McNeil just put out a little news release just a couple of days ago. There's Best Whip, Step Up, Quarter Pipe, and a Pick Bike Race. And there's, well, five names have been released that Jared put up. And there should be a sixth rider as well. So at the moment, it's Jared McNeil, Tyler Berriman, Colby Raha, Tom Parsons, and Corey Creed. Man, there's some free riders in that list. So that could be huge. I can't wait to see what they get up to on fight.tv. If you listen to the Adam Jones podcast, which is already out for 1 week now, actually, Adam was talking about Red Bull X-Fighters, and this is a bit of news that if you didn't know, it didn't happen. X-Fighters were looking to come back this year in Valencia. It was just going to be a one-off event. It was supposed to happen in June, and that was the last I heard of it. But Adam told me that actually they were looking for another date in July or August, but then it was also cancelled because of this coronavirus crap. But the rumor mill from Adam Jones is there's maybe a tour coming next year. That's all I know. Whatever we were talking about with Adam in that podcast. So let's just see if we find anything. If I find anything out, I'll let you know. On to another event, actually, from Red Bull Dirt Diggers. Last year, it was one of the biggest events ever. Like, it was so freaking big, but only 3,000 people got to see it because the local council only let that many people come in. And the footage that came out of it didn't really show how damn good that event was. But Tyson Trainer has just released his own video about a week or two ago of Red Bull Dirt Diggers, and he is actually the filmer with Colby Raha. So he won the X Games Real Moto video series last year with Colby. So you've got a young guy with one camera just turned up with a camera in his pocket. There's no big budget here. It's no bullshit. It's just awesome freeriding goodness. So make sure you check out Tyson's video of Red Bull Dirt Diggers, and it's just more the essence of free riding in that clip. I actually have my own footage, kind of the making of that event. I'm not a video editor at all. Maybe I'll release it. If people ask for it, I'll do it, but it's kind of interesting. It was maybe the few months leading up to Dirt Diggers when we, you know, still not even sure how it was going to look, what was going to happen. So there's probably 10, 20 minutes of some behind the scenes footage. I might put it together for you. Going into new bike reviews. Well, I'm not going to review anything, but the new bikes have just been released. KTM and Husqvarna are always first and always look the best. I'm not sponsored by KTM anymore, but I still think they look the best. The Four Strokes come out with the adjustable power on your phone. The 250 SX, the two-stroker, still no fuel injection. Hopefully that comes next year. And it looks like the Kawasaki 250 has joined the 450 ranks with the electric starter and hydraulic clutch. And also they've got the cross-country models out, and it looks like a few of the brands have got cross-country models now as well. Suzuki, are they the last? Is that the last manufacturer to not have an electric no Kickstarter, an electric starter. So let's see. Yamaha, well, same news since 2005, the YZ250. The most ridden bike in freestyle motocross is unchanged again, except for graphics. And this time, what am I talking about? It's a huge improvement. They've changed the color of the blue in their plastics. So there's Yamaha's huge, huge change for the YZ250 two-stroke. Honda, I don't think I've seen any news about the Honda. So we'll have to wait. Once Honda's released, then let's have a little look at the review of all the bikes and see which is the best for freestyle motocross in 2021. But one bike that was released that actually looked kind of cool to me, it's the Beta 300 Electric Start two-stroke. How good would that be in freestyle motocross? I mean, it's kind of like the old guys are still riding the two strokes, and old guys don't like kickstarting anymore. So an electric start on a 300, I wish I was still riding freestyle right now. I think I would have to go buy that bike. So no, I don't know. It's something brand new. It's the first time they've released a motocross bike, I think, dedicated to motocross in the two-stroke range. So let's see what comes of that. So trying to wrap this news up because there's quite a lot. I'm just going to go straight into saying the Adam Jones podcast is out now, where he opens up about so much on freestyle motocross and the inner workings of what it was like to be at the top of his game in the glory days of FMX, with all the indoor events and everything that was going on with X Games and IFMA and IFMXF and X Fighters and whatever else. He was in the thick of it from the start, and he's still here now, killing it in 2020. And an extra special by having the Adam Jones podcast is we've still got the 20% discount on all the CBD products from his very own Power Up CBD range. So you can go to powerup-store.com and put in the discount code RIDERSLOUNGE20. Chuck that in there and you get 20% discount on everything from Adam Jones's CBD range. So this weekend, we've got Pillarts Jam. I'll be there. I'll grab as many interviews from as many riders that is there as I possibly can. Thank you very much for tuning in to the very first news. She's pretty relaxed here, and I hope you enjoyed it. Catch you next time. Again, I want to thank the Rothaus Brewery from the Black Forest region of Germany for supporting the Riders Lounge podcast and this new news update with the very best beers, not just in Germany, but from around the world. It's the Tannenzapfler and the Tannenzapfler alcohol-free beers. They have spent hundreds of years to get this right, and they have nailed it. So make sure you check out rothaus.de, and there's actually a part on the website where you can find the beers in your part of Germany, and I can also put in to the show notes where you can find the beers all around the world as well.